Hello, folks. F1 car launches are coming thick and fast this week, aren't they? And on the day that Alpine reveal their new car, here's a clip from our 2018 interview with their driver, Esteban Ocon. This is one of our all-time favourite conversations. Esteban's family made huge sacrifices so he could follow his racing dreams. They sold their home and hit the road and toured the racetracks of Europe.
If you can believe, it's three seats in front of the van. It's very small because it was an old van. It's not like the new version ones. So we were all with the bags and everything because the back was full of karting tools, whatever it was needed. And the dog on the floor, going through Italy, going through Spain, going through everywhere, sometimes more than 2,000 kilometers. Quite crazy if you think about it.
One word springs to mind during all of this. School?
Yeah, school.
did it happen?
I mean, yeah.
When did you have time for school?
It didn't. My mom was very much pushing for it. My dad less.
were you homeschool?
Yeah, I did homeschooling.
So mom was teacher?
Mom was kind of teacher, yeah. Yeah. And when we were coming back to France, I had special teachers that were, helping me on stuff. Of course, I didn't go very far because it started to get complicated very early. Then I went to live in Italy. Then I went to live in close to the team I was racing for in Formula Renault. I stopped pretty early, but I had enough knowledge with languages and stuff to...
How many languages can you speak?
Four. Yeah.
So you can speak four languages fluently. That's not bad for a guy who had a sort of unusual schooling.
Yeah, exactly.
Says the English guy opposite you who can't speak another language, but pretended to go to school.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing thing.
No, I mean, it was important to get enough. There was a choice to make, It was, I go to school and I do 50% school, 50% racing. Or I give it all our racing and we try, and if it doesn't work, well, we've tried. Or we do all in school, but that was not possible. That was not an option.
Do you reflect on those times and think you missed out on a normal childhood in any way?
I didn't have.
The football teams, the camaraderie with your friends.
I didn't have any childhood. I was very mature very early because I was working with older people. Very, very soon, my mechanic was my dad. But then we had the second mechanic once Gravity Academy started to bring a bit of money with me. So I was only with older people. And I had to, because we had a lot of weight on my shoulders with a lot of pressure for me to succeed. There was no other choice than succeed. So, I had to realize what was going on. That's the story.
Knowing a little bit more about the backstory, if you like, the sense of relief, satisfaction, it must have been emotional as much as anything to actually goal number one, getting to Formula One.
Yeah, well, there's two things. First is as soon as I got professional, that was beginning of 2016, I got into DTM and I got my first salary. So first of all, that was quite an achievement for us.
What did you spend your first paycheck on? Did you put it in the bank and save it for a rainy day?
I was paying nothing.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it. And as soon as I earned a bit more, I gave money to my parents to help build another house for them. That's what I did.
I interrupted you very rudely, but there was two things when you said that one was the first paycheck.
Yeah.
To 2016. Was there another point you were going to make about the emotional side of achieving your goals?
Yes. So, first thing that was to get to a professional level where you were getting paid. That was fantastic already. It means that, all the people saying that we will never manage to do that were wrong. And we always believe it was wrong. So we trusted in the dream, which was reaching, the top level of motorsport, and we managed to do so. And then on top of that was to get to F1. And the second thing to get to F1 on the same year, just great. Yeah, fantastic.
Esteban's family had so much faith that he'd make it. They must be so proud seeing him in Formula One, especially the day he became a race winner. And there's lots more about Esteban's journey to Formula One in the full episode. Just hit the link in the description to find it. So thanks for listening to day 18. 30 days of Beyond the Grid continues tomorrow.